Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Market the New Testament, or to make it appealing, we try to create the impression that God has changed. You know, if it was in those days, you know, God would have struck the person down. So we try to create the narrative of a very sweet and a weak God. Why God is very sweet, but he's not weak? Say amen. Amen. Why God is very sweet, but he's not weak, which means he has the capacity to mete out punishment, both to Satan and to any other person. So you can see that it is Satan that is going to and fro. God is not going anywhere. The man is still looking for how to escape the judgment that is coming. So he's not running just because of you. He's looking for a way. Because the day this battle ends, both Satan and those who follow him, they will suffer together. There will be no advantage for being a devil or being an unbeliever. You see this one that we are still doing, that they are still doing now. Eh? Say, I'm the prince of hell, the king of darkness, is for now. When the real punishment starts, there will be no difference between slave and master. So all Satan is trying to do is to delay his punishment. The Bible says, he knoweth that his time is short. Some of you have not read that verse in a long time. So, well, let's talk about the jealous God. So God was speaking in this scripture, and he said, I'm going to give you a land. I'm giving you a promised land. And this land belongs to devil worshippers. Now, please understand that in God's agenda, in God's mind, the land of any man or territory belonging to an ungodly nation can be taken away. Hello. Please, did you hear what I said? In fact, the scriptures went ahead to say that if a righteous man stops being righteous, the righteousness he has done will be what? Will be forgotten. So this is a serious matter. As a pastor, sometimes I have to ask myself, do I really want to tell people what is trending or what will help them before God? So this is the conclusion of the matter. So, but it has a price. So the price is that, for instance, I may never be popular in my life. I may never have a jet or aircraft. Maybe except God decides to give me one. You won't preach this message and buy a jet. But the good thing about it is that the more we preach it, we continue to see the manifestation of God's power. We still see God setting people free. We see the blind, they are healed. We see the deaf, they hear. We see HIV healed. We see cancer healed. We see arthritis gone. So you need to understand that following God is not a simple matter. The same way following Satan is not a simple matter. Because Satan too lies people that are serious. He doesn't like people who can he wants people who can bring many souls to him. So maybe some of us that they are not here, or maybe they are online, or maybe they will still listen to this message. Maybe their names are Christian names, but they are also part of those working very hard for Satan. So we'll see after this message, after this Bible study, we'll know if you are there or not. So God told these people, he said, when I give you this land, Be observant. Please say, be observant. He said, be observant. That's what God said. Look at it in verse 11. He said, observe what I command you this day. Now, the challenge with what God is saying here suggests to me that it seems that every time God says something that is important, the next thing that happens to people is that they forget. Are you here? That's why if I read, when I really prophesy to people, if I remember, I'll tell them, put on your phone, record. Because many times people say, oh, amen, hallelujah. Some people just be falling under the anointing. They will even listen to the prophecy. They will not be asking their friend, hey, what the pastor say? Ah, not be you. They say, ah, I didn't know, sir, I was falling down. I was receiving the impartation. Ah, me too, I was also receiving the impartation, so I did not really listen. Then you go to John. John said, that time there was network problem. Uh-huh. So God has got you. So no mercy. Go and Google it. Maybe you will find the prophecy there. He said, observe what I command you. Please put up that scripture. Can you see that God's words are not suggestions? Please, if you are writing, put it in your note, oh, that God's word, when God speaks, it's not suggesting. If God tells you this, your wife, it's not a suggestion. I know you like to behave as if you and God, you are paddy. This God that I'm talking about is not anybody's paddy. It's the Almighty God. So most people don't know this one. What they know is Savior, sweet Jesus. When I just lift up my voice, I say, thank you, Jesus. That's the one people know. But the one I'm showing you now, most people don't know him, which is why we don't have power in our lives. This one I'm showing you is the one that will give you authority to walk in your prophecy. He said, observe that which I command you today, which means it is very possible, as spiritual as you are, Anna, too, that you will not remember. Because an average human being is careless when he has to do with the things of God. He said, look at I'm going to drive out these guys, Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, I like to call it HIVite, Hivite, Jebusite. Go on, next verse now. He said, I'm going to drive out, look at all the nations that God said he will take it upon himself to drive these people out. I don't want you to fight. I will drive them out for you. But I want you to be observant. The reason why I am sending these people out, it's not because I don't like them. It's because the earth is the Lord and they have abused the earth by sinning. There was no righteous nation that was sent out here. Everybody here were given to idols. Now, you would think that, oh, people cannot serve God because God is difficult. Go and see the requirement, what it takes to serve idols. There are some of these gods, Moloch, and some of these things, they require people to offer their children as sacrifice. And people are doing it. Israelites were doing it. Israelites, that God said, bring one ram a year. How many? Just one. Some people say they don't have the money. God asks, okay, even if you don't have combined, you people should join. God, you see, God, you think that if you follow Satan, your life will be easy. Satan is a slave master. He will put so much burden on you. You won't even be able to go back to God. He will put so much weight on you. You will be looking at Jesus like this. And it's as if with every moment, he's going further. You think that, look at this one, are you still here? You need to understand, but this is war. I went to Ikeja today to a particular office and I saw a teenager. I saw a teenager in the office. I think he was like the administrative secretary or so at the shop. So I wanted to make an inquiry. So somebody wanted to take me to him. When I got close to where the boy was sitting, I saw him buried his head in between his feet. Broad daylight. Man of God. He buried his head. A boy, that boy can't be more than 18 or 19.
He buried his head, brought daylight to, and with the noise there, he didn't bother. He buried his head in between, and I said, "Shapata totata." Ah, hey, I was touched. I said, "Don't disturb him. Don't disturb him." Ah, you see some people, you just realize, ah, you are backsliding a long time ago. I said, in my mind, you know, by the time I was going, I was late. I saw the boy, he had finished praying. I wanted to interrogate him. And when I'm going to go back, I know his office. I want to know, who taught you this kind of life? I want to know. This is the life I knew growing up as a child. I don't know many places in Lagos where you will go on Sunday and they will tell you pray like this as a boy. But they can put you in choreography. Oh my God. Are you still here? They can put you in choreography group. They are doing, come let's praise the Lord. Come let's praise the Lord. He is Jehovah. Talk about. And when you are done, I will say, clap for, let's clap for the teenagers. Clap for them. Say, okay, go and sit down. Yeah, so. Who taught that boy? To prioritize the hour of prayer. I think that time was around 4 p.m. What were you? What was he reading? Who did this to you? Now, you want to, that boy will get admission or sometime, somewhere in the future, God decides to use him and take him to nation. You think God makes mistakes? He's a jealous God, though. He will always demand for your time, but he will always make grace abound. Hallelujah. If God takes your time, he will now make time work for you. He's not a wicked God. He said, observe what I commanded this day. Give me verse 12. So if you are here, you are still mixing some things with Jesus Christ. You are cheating yourself. You don't know anything. Give me verse 12 quickly. He said, take it to yourself. Look at the commandment he said he gave them. He said what? What's the first commandment? Take it to yourself. That means look up, watch yourself. This place you are going, you took over somebody's land. Watch yourself. Don't go there and be doing lao lao. What's lao lao? Don't go and be doing anyhow. Don't go there and be behaving like, hey, we are the one that God, no, we will God the land. The gods of the land are still there. They sent the people out, but the gods remained. And the gods later became a trouble and a snare to the people. When I minister to people who have very serious problems, one of the things I notice is an hindrance to answer prayer is idols. A lot of people have idols. A lot of people. A lot of Christians have idols. A lot. Some of them are not even aware that they worship idols. You say, take it to yourself. Please tell your neighbor, watch after yourself. Oh. Clean up after yourself. God says, take it to yourself. Put up that scripture. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it become a snare for you. Look at that scripture. Which means it is possible for you to enter into covenant and you are not even aware that what you just did was a covenant. God warned them, say, be careful. They will tell you, okay, this one, just do. Let's just do it like this. You are every day, every Monday, you bring it like this. We will do this on Wednesday. And in the spiritual realm, they say you have entered into a covenant. You think it's a covenant until that, oh, because you wrote something, all of you swore. You raise your right hand and you swore. Say, from today, I'm an accountant. I will obey the law of Nigeria. The people stealing your money, what did they swear to? Some of them swore to Bible. Some of them swore to Quran. Even the Ogun and what was that one in Okija? Ayelala. There's one in Okija. All those ones, they are not even saying anything. It's like they are tired. If not, we would have brought them that, okay, maybe if the Bible is not working, let's try you. But you see, even the gods can be bought. What do you want? Say, I want 3 rams. It's ram you want. Then you want akara and red palm oil. say, put it at the... See, those gods are very hungry. Things are happening. Everybody is suffering. So now, the days of punishment go. Just get 7 eggs. White eggs. Alligator pepper. You see, they are, even the way they think is so poor. They just need something small just to hold body. But you go and put it there at the junction, we'll take it when we come. The one village, they went to Joshua, the missionary came. He had been preaching all day. He now saw the food, he prayed over it. The gods have eaten the sacrifice. Say, what? I saw food and I ate. Say, it's an abomination. Which abomination? Say, you will die. Say, this one that I prayed on before I ate. Like, I don't know anything. It's like, people are hungry. You are giving food to idols. The Bible says idols are nothing. God said, be careful. A lot of Christians have entered into covenant and they didn't know. Because many times, the strength of covenant is what? Deception. You won't know. You will think it's just something casual. I will love you. I will marry you. You thought it was just because it's just what people say when they want to deceive you. You did not know that the heavens took it against you. Put up that scripture, the next verse. But you shall destroy what? Their altars. Now, you see, this is the problem I have. We have a lot of people today. The people establishing the altars of Satan now, they are Christians. Look how the scripture says. God said, when you go to that land, don't play with them. Don't. Should I make a comment or should I ignore? Maybe there's an altar in that location. God said, when you go to this land, I send the people out. Say, but be careful. It's easy to make covenant or enter into covenant with Satan because Satan is very enticing. Satan will give you the impression everything he's doing is for your sake. It's for your good. Say, did God say that you should not eat out of every tree in the garden? Say, no, God said you should eat everything. But this one, do you notice that it is always that one thing that God says you should not do that will be in your eyes? That one thing. The other food in the house, you don't want that one. It's the one that you saw your neighbor eating that you know you don't have money to buy. Where the woman bought it. That's the one I say, if I can get suya or 5,000 now, I will now add gizzard. And this. Meanwhile, you don't have work. But there's gari at home, there's rice. You say, no. Eat now, he said, no, he says, it's. So the only thing that is left now is for you to become a thief. That's all, they just start stealing. So I can eat suya anytime you want. That's how temptation is. So that's the science of sin. The things that, the one that God said don't touch, we always be where Satan will be putting the light on, shining the light on, and you to be like, ha, 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 ha. And that's why God said, when you get there, do not. You should be careful. Take it. The word take it means be extra cautious. Watch after yourself. Don't say somebody is praying. Be careful. Destroy their altars. I will send the people out, but you will be responsible with the task of destroying their altars. You will see many of their images, things that they left. Say, break it down, cut down their groves. All these things are the same thing. Next verse. Why is God asking us to do this thing? He said, for you shall worship no other God. God knows that if those things are standing there, the temptation can arise. It's just like some of you, your parents will tell you, come and see us at the village. Because they know you are not married. Come and see us. There's one person, one elder I want you to meet. And you know in your mind, that elder is this kind of elder. Is the one that people with serious problems go to in the village. And they are thinking that your own God in Lagos has failed you. You did not tell them that you are in Lagos, but you had other gods. So you now go to your village, then Baba will be telling you that take this water. The moment you take anything and use it, you have entered into a covenant. Don't even pray. You have entered. That's the way it is. You will never believe that it was that thing, that piece of cloth, that water you drank, that small soap that they gave you that initiated you. You will never believe in your mind. Is faith. And it, as long as it's God, you know, God will take all the glory. Which God? God that gave you red soap, I'll be black soap, or ask you to bring chicken with two heads. Is it that one that is taking the glory? People don't understand how this thing works. And a lot of people are naive. They are careless. They are hoping that God will not mean this thing. They are hoping that God has changed his mind. God has, this is in the Bible. Check your own, is there. So people, Satan will now try to convince you that it's Old Testament. He said, for you shall worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous. What's his name? He is a jealous God. What does it mean to be jealous? Please help me. Women should understand this one. Please help me quickly. Give me two. What does it mean to be a jealous? What does it mean to be jealous? Not wanting anyone, any other person, close to the person you love. All right? So it's a love matter. Yes? Sir? Think. You think, okay. Aha. Thinking about the person always. Any other? What's really strike? Aha. Not wanting the person that you love to spend more time with other persons. Don't give my time to any other person. You are protective of the person's right, yes, or possession. So that's what it means to be jealous. So as you have all said it, that's who God is. You may not know. You know, you think you are not important. Wow. But as far as God is concerned in your matter, that's who he is. So if you are not seeing God defend you the way you expect him to defend you, go and check if you have met that criteria. He said, the Lord our God is a jealous God. And his name is jealous. So the next tomorrow when you want to pray, say, oh, jealous God, I bless you, I worship you. Yes. Call him jealous. I know you are most jealous, oh God. Oh, glorious. Gloriously jealous. Let it sink. The problem is, if you don't understand this part of God, you may not know why some of your prayers are not answered. You will not know. If you don't really believe that this is God, you will not know why, even despite your prayer and everything, God will keep you at a level. Because it's a jealous matter. If I take you to my bedroom, you must not enter any other room again. That's God. All right, some of you are still not convinced. Hopefully I can touch down on something that is very important. Let's read Isaiah 42:8. This is very important. You know, when I read all these things, my heart used to quake, because these things are actually in the scripture. So I now realize why a lot of us are weak spiritually. Isaiah 42:8. He said, I am the Lord, and that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. So you see that every time God talks about things like glory and all, he's always talking about idols. Today, many of the idols that we talk about are not images, physical images. They are things we have exalted. I call them the new gods. Say new gods. What are the new gods? Example, social media. Why is social media such a very powerful? Because it can influence you. That your popular dance step, that makes you look like an unbeliever. Where did you get it from? So, if you understand that, okay, so this God is jealous, it means I can't come before him anyhow. I saw a lady, people were dragging her on social media. You know, I just stay away from Facebook these days, but once in a while I hop in. So I saw her, she was dancing to one of these popular songs that are trending, and one Igbo song like that. And she was, you know, scantily dressed, actually, well, for me, more or less scantily dressed. Like, you didn't really need to wear glasses to know what was left. So that's how bad it was. So I know without glasses I can't see. But without my glasses, I could see. So that's how bad it was. And then I think maybe she's a fashion designer or something. So she was showing us the dress she made. And people started dragging her. But why are you wearing? You should have taken off everything since you've taken us to the... Just finish it and you are even using a Christian song. These days, don't desecrate. Somebody said you are desecrating the altar of the Lord by using a Christian song to glorify worldliness. So the question is, even though there is no way to say this is Christian dance and satanic dance, if the Lord Jesus was standing physically here before you, that's your dance. Can you do it in front of him? If you cannot, you should not do it anywhere else again. A lot of people have a lot to... people will ask me that, where is in the Bible? Let me just mind my business. But if you understand the jealousy of God, you can't touch anything from any other person if he doesn't approve. It's a serious matter. So I'm even... like, I'm asking for mercy. Because I realize that how far I go with God doesn't depend on God, it depends on me. How I'm able to... He said, before you call, I will answer you. For me to get to that point, God must look at me and say, nothing should happen to this boy. Because whatever you do, challenges of life will come. You cannot stop challenges. But challenges will not stop the hand of God from defending you. So what am I saying here? You must know God as love, but you must also know him as jealousy. Every time God defends his people, it's because he's jealous. Every time you prayed and you saw God move quickly, it was because God was jealous over you. But do you really know that he's jealous over you? Do you really know that jealousy is the secret code to power? Do you really know that if God is saying he doesn't want to share you, that means he has decided to provide for you? Yeah. That when he says, do not worry about what you will eat or drink, it's because he has sorted it out. But you read the scripture, but you are still worrying. Well, I'm rushing. Exodus 25 and 6. There's something I want to... You see, this kind of message is supposed to be very short because it's not sweet. So just take a snapshot. Po, po. There you go. It's like injection. Just take it. Go and sleep. Are you there? Are you blessed today? Exodus 25 and 6. Let's look at it. Thou shalt not bow yourself, thyself to them, nor serve them. See, there's a direct relationship between service and worship. Serving God, worshiping God. For I, the Lord, thy God, I am a jealous God. Look at this. Look at that scripture. Look at the screen again. You know, we've quoted this scripture many times in this church. That God visits the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third. I still made reference to it last Sunday. That I said redemption becomes possible from the third and fourth generation. Huh? Aha. Look at why God visits iniquity and judgment, visiting the iniquity of our support. See how, why children pay and partake of the judgment of their fathers when their fathers bow down before idols. Please, I want you to look at this matter. Because some people just think, it's a, the moment... Now, let me say this now. Just write it down. I will come back and I will address it. When a Christian is born again, he is completely and 24 hours under the blood of Jesus. Write it down. When a Christian is born again, he is completely under the blood of Jesus, the covering of blood, 24 hours a day. That means it is not pleading the blood of Jesus that makes it active. In fact, the reason why you are righteous, or the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, is because you are under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Do you have that? Huh? Do you have that? Now, I hope you know that in the Old Testament, there are things that God gave us types and shadow. Do you know what I mean by type and shadow? He gave us examples of people like kings, prophets, people that lived in those days, huh? That served him. Some that didn't serve him. And he used them as pointers to reveal how his own nature as God is. Huh? You know some, you can remember some stories in the Bible like Elisha, Elijah, Saul, Samson, right? David. Even though David was a prophet, a king and priest, God did not exonerate him. Okay? So when you see all these things, yet you look at someone like David, after all he did, it was easy to find mercy for him. But there was another king, was it Asa or so, that was sick. There was a king that was sick, that was now trying to look for, he sent his messengers to go to another country to get help for him through idols. They now met the prophet on the road. The prophet now said, because you said there's no balm in Gilead, you will die. All right? Why did David, who impregnated somebody else, why was it easy for him to find mercy? But the one that was going to Babylon for help, going to Egypt for help, it became very difficult for him to be saved. It's because of this matter. Anything that involves idol, God turns his back. Now, this other statement I want you to write is, there are two things that can bring a man, no matter who you are, out of the covering of the blood of Jesus. There are two things only in this world that can bring a Christian, that can expose a Christian from the covering that the blood of Jesus gives him. The first thing is rebellion. Rebellion. The Bible says rebellion is as the sin of what? Of witchcraft. The moment King Saul became rebellious, there was no way to save him again. The second item that brings a man completely, like expose, like remove the umbrella from your head, is idolatry. Serving other gods, following people to serve other gods, whether you call it New Yam Year Festival, New Vegetable Festival, whatever thing do you do in your village? Huh? New wine. The pan wine. That one that we... Whatever I teach you people do. You escort your friend to a place and you know that where we are going is not of God. But because you want to be a good friend, you escorted them there. You have exposed yourself. That's what I'm trying to... Whatever happens to you there, you cannot be covered. That's what I'm telling you. A king who was anointed with oil told his people to go and get him help from another country where they don't serve God. And the prophet said he would die. God sent the prophet to tell the king, who is also anointed, that he will not survive. Are you with me? So it's a serious matter. It's a very serious matter. And you have to be careful. Anything you are doing, be thinking of rebellion, be thinking of idolatry. If that thing you are about to do falls into one of these categories, you just notice it, like the umbrella has been removed. You are now feeling the heat direct. I will come back and teach on this thing, you know, but it will be a series. So I will break it down. So God says he's a jealous God, though. That means before you do anything, think properly, about it. Especially if it is something that takes his honor and gives it to Satan. If it is something that takes his honor, you normally trust God for your provision. Now you trust God for your business strategy. You trust God that this money will come from one place or the other. You are praying, no, but in your mind, you have your confidence more in man. The Bible says, it says, woe unto those that put their confidence in horses. You know what? It's a symbol of strength. The Bible says the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but what? Victory belongs to the Lord. That means you can have all your strategies and faith. You can use all the makeup and not marry. You can have read all the books and still fail. You can be very smart, first class, and teach in a primary school. Because the horse can be prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to what? Unto the Lord. So that means even after I've done everything I need to do, I need to go back like Elijah, Shabbate Lakuda, Zapataya, and wait there until he tells me you have the victory. People don't know how jealous God is. Somebody, were you the one who said, or was it you that said, you don't like to share? Somebody said something about spending time, right? So where did we get the doctrine that it's not by how many hours you pray? If truly, oh my God, if truly God is jealous and he wants us to spend time with him, that means the doctrine of pray without ceasing is still valid. Read the Bible without ceasing is also valid. Yes, huh? Then somebody will tell you it doesn't matter. Let me show you just one more thing very quickly. Let's read Luke chapter 7. I'll read from verse 44 very quickly. 44 to 46. Now, the background to this story is that Jesus had gone to the house of Simon. Please pay attention. I'm going to bring out 3 points here because of time. Jesus had gone to visit Simon. Simon is supposed to be a righteous man. He's a popular man. He's an influential man. He's a man of God. He's a man that knows the scriptures. So Jesus, as important as he was, went to the house of Simon. It's just like Jesus coming to your house now. Now, believe me, if Jesus said he was coming to my house, I will not tell any of my neighbors. I don't want anyone to come and bring their problem. I'll go and rent all these jeeps with tinted glasses. I will move the car to the front door. So that once you open the door, it just enters the house. Nobody will see him. I lock the door from inside. Put on the AC. Master, sit down. Everybody, sit down. Jesus is here. Turn off all phones. No, nothing. Say, we heard Jesus is in town. Which Jesus? Let me enjoy today. Ha. He says he's a jealous God. I'm also jealous. Let's enjoy together. Jesus came to the house of Simon out of his busy schedule. Because people don't know he's busy. Father, I just thank you. Is that how you want to attract him? Just thank you. You raise your wiper to the Lord. No respect, no regard. You think he's your village king? People don't know. I'm telling you, the way you treat him, even he himself will be seen that you are careful. You are careful around him. It's don't follow. Social media will mislead. A lot of people on social media, they are not born again. That's why they are dancing the way they are dancing. That's why they are doing what they are doing. They are not going there. They have no heaven to go to. Don't waste your time. Open this Bible and read, though. It's in your language. Jesus came to Simon, and then while he was there, a woman who was supposed to be a prostitute or something like that came there and started weeping and using her hair to wipe his feet. This was a few days before Jesus died. Simon now became upset. It's just like you have a visit. I'm in mama's house now. While I'm there, we are discussing. Somebody now comes and starts making noise. He says, why are you? My pastor is here. You know, all the day. So, do you understand the background to the story? Okay, let's read this verse. So, after Simon complained that he didn't like what Jesus, you are supposed to be a prophet. You should not allow that woman to touch you. You don't, as a Christian, you should not hug. Supposed to be a righteous man. Why, when I invited you, because I knew, like, man of God to man of God, you know, we can collaborate, you know. There are some things. No, you disappoint me. No. This is not good. This is not good. I'm now, see, everybody's watching. That's what the brother was telling Jesus. So, see what Jesus told him. He said, Simon, sure you have seen this woman. Because you know you are very righteous. Say, you know, that you shall be part. He said, sure you see this woman. The woman is in front of him. Anytime God is saying, sure you have seen this thing, you just wear your trousers and your belt, because the next thing that is coming is slap. Somebody's in front of you and say, ah, say you see that thing. I bet, don't say what you want to say. Let me repent now. Don't say it. Don't say it. It's just like God asking you. So, there was some prophets gang up against Moses. God now asked them that, if there's any prophet among you people, God look at prophet. He now said, let's even assume that maybe some of you are even prophet. You've lost your calling, you know. The person you said that called is saying, let's even assume. How many are you? Okay. Let's say some of you are even like, maybe you are trying to be prophet or so. But how many are they? Say, okay, let's assume. He said, I will only talk to you in dream. Wow. That is these people. He said, okay, all of you stand like this. He said, you see this man, Moses. I don't talk to him in dream, so. Mouth to mouth. Face to face. Wait till you chop. He looks like your mate. I know we're all in Christ. Now they look face. Say, Akakopaya. All of you are speaking in tongues. Say, and I don't enter now today. And I go, so. So that was what happened to this guy. Put up that scripture. He said, you see this woman? I entered your house. You did not give me new King James, if you can. Because this one, some people now will be angry. They say it's King James, old King James. Let's see what new King James will tell us. He said, I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet. In the Jewish culture, it was customary to wash the feet of your guests before they enter your house. They did not do that. In other words, what you are telling him is that he is not welcome. But Jesus kept quiet. He was eating. You know, God can be in your house, but he's not really happy about many things you are doing. And he will not talk. Until you start showing that you are self-righteous, then he will address your matter. You think you are better than her. Oh, yeah, come. You are better than her. Where is his fire? Where is fire? Oh, yeah. See your fire. Only you. As big as this, like this, Oxford Dictionary. The girl you are abusing. See her own fire. Like Key Point. There's one book we call Key Point. When we wanted to write Wayek, you know, our own is Key Point. You call Sabi Pass. See your own. Today, you don't enter one chance today. You go see it. He said you did not give me water. So that means he wasn't welcome. He said, but this woman has washed my feet, not with water. With what? With her tears. You thought she was a sinner, but she's repentant. You, with your white garment, you are a disgrace to God. He said, she wiped them with her hair. In the Bible, hair represents glory. Yes. Glory. You comb your hair, told your wife to dress for everything. This woman came here, used her long hair, was washing. Like, how can I atone for my sins? I've committed sin. What will I do again? Carry her hair. Was crying. Have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I was crying. Simon did not hear that one. But he was upset that somebody came to act drama in his house. All these righteous people that believe they are the only ones who know God, I call them Project Simon. They are in the category. Are you still here? Yes, be careful Even if God is helping you, don't fall into this category. It's very easy for you to forget that Jesus can be in your house and he's not talking, but it's not because he likes everything you are doing. Put up that scripture. He said, she wiped my feet with her tears, wiped them with the hair of her head. Please, next verse. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my... Do you know what it means to degrade yourself to the point? The dirtiest part of a man's body. So, she said she has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. Verse 46. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. There are some matters we need to bring out here. Are you still here? Put up the initial 44. Verse 44. So, our Lord Jesus brought up some very cogent issues here. This woman, what she did, got Jesus' attention. So let's look at what she did. The first thing that she did was that she used her tears as water. And what did she do? She washed his feet. What did Jesus say to Peter when he was washing their feet? Say, if I do not wash you, you are not part of me. Peter had been with Jesus for years. It had never occurred to him, how can I support this man? He's covering us. He's protecting us. How can we help him? Even though nobody can help God. But this woman, while Jesus was washing the feet of every other person, she was washing his feet. Do you know God wants to be saved? Do you know that, yes, God is blessing, he's blessing you. Do you know God has needs? You've not asked him. Do you know that as God is in that your house now, there are some things he wants from you. I know he has everything, no? But there are some things he wants from you. Only you. God wants to be able to say, my relationship with Hannah too, there are some things that are between us. That is just us. Right now, if I ask you, there's nothing. I said that you always collect. This woman knew her status. She knew she was not righteous. And she did not hide. She knew she was a sinner. She did not try to behave like she's righteous. She humbled herself. She was broken and repentant. The first thing I want to bring to your attention today is the matter of genuine repentance. The blessing she got from Jesus started with repentance. So I want to ask you a question. And if you are listening online, I want to ask you. All those times you tell God, oh, I'm sorry for what I did. Did you really mean it? I know you said you are sorry, but were you broken in your heart? Did the Holy Spirit prick your heart? That what you did, when last did the Holy Spirit prick your heart? Some of us can't remember. When last did the Holy Spirit tell you, I don't like this thing? And one of the ways the Holy Spirit announces his disapproval is by withdrawing his peace. When last did the Holy Spirit ever withdraw his peace on anything you did? Most of us have found a way to corner the Holy Spirit. We'll just forget about it after 3 days. Well, it is well. God, we are all sinners. God will forgive. You will not go far with God like that. This woman had only one opportunity. She didn't care who was there. She didn't care which man of God was there. She didn't care what they were eating. She didn't come to eat. She went on her knees, started weeping. How broken, how soft, how tender is your heart? Are you still rebel? Are you still asking God to forgive you? And then you go out immediately and commit sin. You're asking God to forgive you, but you still live here now. You go and commit sin. One day you will go, you will not come back. Why don't you just say, Jesus, I don't want to go back again. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God so that he can what? He can lift you up in due time. A lot of us Christians have lost this experience of brokenness. Being for those people to be able to say, hey, I don't like what you are doing. Shut down. A lot of us don't know this experience. This one that this man is talking about. A lot of us have not experienced this thing. The last time we experienced was when we were on campus. This is the first thing I want us to look at about this woman. And Jesus noticed it. And I'm telling you, the day you become very soft in God's hands, you become very soft, God will notice you. I'm telling you. The day you stop arguing, where is it in the Bible? And you humble yourself like this, that from today, if the Bible says it, I will do it. That day, the way God saw this woman, he will see you. Next verse. Are you here? Are you still here? Jesus said, you gave me no kiss, but this woman has not stopped kissing my feet since I came. Come on, say affection. The second thing that Jesus was bringing out here is a matter of affection. The way God created us was such that, in such a way that we must love something. God created us as beings of love. If you don't love women, you will love fame, you will love glory, you will love money, you will love to hammer, and you will be pursuing. How you will know what you love is that you will be pursuing that thing. If it is really love, you will be pursuing it. You will be pursuing it. Jesus said, I came to us. Yes, truly we are sharing revelation. Where are we now? We are in the book of Romans. Since I came now, we have been looking at different Bible verses. But this woman just reminded me that your heart is no longer affectionate towards me. Everything, you are just moving like a robot. They say you should go to church, carry your Bible, you come. Why? They say you should pray. Why? Everything like robot. This woman came, he said she has not stopped. Come on, say she has not stopped. If you want to stay with God to the end, this is the key. Affection. Colossians said, set your affection on things that are above. If you do it before the next dance step, where they are winding their ways, we enter your heart. You will first put it before the Lord and say, are you here? Say, no. Say, drop it. Do you know it's in the New Testament that your moderation must be known to all men? In everything. There are people that don't take alcohol, but when they eat, even Satan is surprised. Wow. That person chop this one. Wow. Who we say is it now that brother? Brother Marcus, the prayer warrior. Now he chop like he said, he just finished the fasting. Because you finish fasting, you won't finish the whole food right there in this house. 7 days fasting, chop. Hey, this Gary, he say it's Marcus. Wow. Satan look, he laugh, he waka. See, I never see this kind of thing. Wonder. You did work. Moderation. Know when to stop. Know when that WhatsApp chat must stop. Know when to block the person. Don't they enter? Know when to stop. Because the thing is, you will not know. You will forget yourself. Be affectionate. Give your heart to the Lord. Go to the Lord and say, Lord, fill me with your love again. Like, Lord, I don't want to fake it. I give you permission. Put your affection. I want to love you. Genuinely. I want this jealousy to be the reason why I will not sin. Not because the pastor said don't do it. But I love you to the point where I don't want anything to affect our relationship. The woman was so affectionate. Meanwhile, Brother Simon, you remember in the book of Hebrews, he said, once saved, forever saved. Hallelujah. So once you are saved, say you're covered by the blood. Oh God, leave that one. Since you have been doing this thing, we have not seen you. We are hearing that you are preaching up and down. But we are not seeing you here. You don't come to the house again. If true, it's just like you saying you are married. You go on your Yahoo. Go. Say you want to clean the whole of Lagos. You want to make Lagos shine again. Who sent you? When everybody went back to your house, see, now everybody is going home. You are still on a crusade. You want to make Lagos better again. Lagos to shine again. Lagos will arise. They're in Edo State now. They say you want to light up Edo State. You want to light up Benin City. Oga, go home. Your wife is there. Your children have not seen their father. And that's even as a pastor. It's not advisable for your pastor to attend to you and not have time for his family. So me too, I've repented. So if I preach this message, just listen to it. Don't worry about me. Me, I'm on my way home. So now my car is outside. So I just fire down. Come on, say affection. If most people listen to this thing that I'm telling you now, Satan will not have anywhere to put a foot in their lives. Your battles will reduce. See, I need to be affectionate towards the Lord deliberately. But it seems that the more spiritual people get, they lose it. Like that Simon. Wanted to share Bible verse. He wanted to feed Jesus, make Jesus feel important. Jesus said, see this small woman, she has exposed you. Meanwhile, you're angry at the woman. Why will you be angry at a woman that is doing the right thing? So you must look at the subject of your affection to the Lord. Nobody can follow Jesus consistently. Nobody can turn away from sin unless they have truly loved Jesus. Please put up the next verse. Therefore, I say to you, our sins, which are what? Oh, sorry, we missed a scripture. He said, you did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. The word anoint there means to consecrate and separate. Anything in the Bible, the anointing oil is used to consecrate. In those days, when we were in the Catholic Church, once, let's assume this family gave the church one son, as a reverend father. That boy may be Chukwu Emeka, maybe any Chukwu Edilim or something. The moment they ordain him, you know, even his own father can't call him by his name again. Hey, are you still here? It's like you have gone no more. I said, his own father that gave birth to him, we refer to him as Father, F-R. His elder sister cannot call, because now he's consecrated. He has been separated. It's not like them again. He has embraced the cross. Please, are you with me? Jesus said, this woman anointed my head. Who reached to touch Jesus' head? Who reached? Hey! We know they read this Bible. This woman, Jesus said, that means he was expecting Simon. He said, you did not do it. I was not consecrated. I was not declared holy in your environment. You saw me as a commoner. You saw me as an ordinary person. You saw me as a prophet. I am God. Not a prophet. I am God. But this woman, she, even though she's a sinner, she saw me that this man no be ordinary man. And she showed it. She did not hold back. Many of us today, we cannot come to this level because we are ashamed of Jesus. This woman did not hide her shame. She came out publicly. She knew that most of these Pharisees, they don't like him. She knows. But this is the only chance she has. This is the only opportunity she will ever get. And she brought herself and anointed his feet. Say she did not stop. She was preparing Jesus' body for burial. By the time Jesus was killed, there was no time to perform the rite again. If not, his body would have been rejected before God. This is a serious matter. The first thing, what's that first point? Repentance. Number two, your affection towards God. Very important. Number three, you must consecrate the Lord in your heart. The Lord must be separate. There must be nobody like him in your life. Any author, any author. You put him in a separate level. Don't equate anybody. Don't put down your stupid job beside him. Don't make your job your God. Don't say God is blessing us, but in your mind you are thinking of your salary. Put him in a separate place. Don't stand in any place where people speak evil about God and you keep quiet. He's in a separate place. That's why he's called holy. Holy means he's separated from every other person. That's what it means to be holy. He's separated in a different level. That's why the angels always call him holy, holy, holy. When they sing, they call him, because where they left him yesterday is not where they met him today. He's also upgrading. The operating system is upgrading. That's why they can't get tired, because the man they saw yesterday is not the one they saw today. They saw something. He just died. Bible says mercies are new every morning. Everything about him is new every morning. Everything about him is mercies are new. He daily loves us with benefit. Yeah, when he blesses you today, he doesn't calculate. He gives another one tomorrow, because his blessings, his mercies are new. Everything about him is new every day. That's why he's not tired of you, but you are tired of him. You need to consecrate him. Let him be holy in your heart. Let him be different in your life. Look at the blessing. Go. Let's round up. Put up the next verse. No time. Therefore, I say to you, come and say, therefore. Because of the things that she has done. He said, her sins which are what? Many. If you count her sins, even the heavens knew. You need more than one page. The woman is a perpetual sinner. Perpetual prostitute. Maybe she even steals sometimes. She has lost count of how many men she has been with. God says that her sins are many. God agreed. If Satan came and said, this woman is not qualified, just saying that true. Actually, our book don't fool. We no get extra page. It don't fool. So we just leave her like that. No need to buy extra sheet. The book don't fool. She be sinner. Confirm. Jesus said that though our sins, which are what? Are now. Amen. Sir. If you follow this thing, you will get the same result. It is man that will reject you, but God will accept you. It is man that will say you are not qualified. But this Baba, he will tell you, come. Come, my son. It is always men who think you are not good enough. But Baba will say, what? My son, come. When that man saw his prodigal son, he ran towards him. The boy thought he was running towards his father. The father too ran towards him. The father didn't just wait. He saw him from afar. He saw the boy. The man ran. They ran at each other. Do you know God is waiting for you? Do you know God is waiting for you? Do you know how much God wants you back? Do you know how much God wants you back? Do you know how much he wants to bring you out of that shackle and that's a world of sin that you have kept yourself? Do you know how much he has been searching and looking for you? By adventure, you will wake up one day and say, no more sin for me. Do you know that if you make up your mind today that no more sin for me, and you embrace Jesus, then he will also say to you, though your sins, which are many, but I now say to you, you are forgiven. Say, for she loved much. You see this affection, mother? He says she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Go next verse. Then he said to her, madam, your sins are forgiven. The moment Jesus said that, in the heavens, everything wiped away. You are the one who knew where you saw her yesterday. No more record. I say no more record. Those who saw you where they saw yesterday, they are the ones still talking about it. Jesus said, if you follow what this woman did and you ask him for mercy, he said that record, psh, Say, though your sins be as scarlet, say, I will make them white as snow. That is a power that is in the blood of Jesus. That is in the power. That's the power. Why won't you come and follow with all your heart? Somebody that loves you so much and cares for you so much and is waiting for you just to say, I have come back. I'm tired. That other life did not pay me. I have come back. That's what he wants you. He wants you to say it. Say it. Say, you are my Lord. I want you to be my Lord again. That's what he wants. Many times we are trying, oh, well, let me see what I can do to help myself. Stop, stop. Let the owner of your life hold your hand. You don't know tomorrow. He is already in tomorrow. Let him help you. This woman got the benefit of redemption before Jesus went to the cross. Every other person had to wait. Today, God makes an exception for you. I said today, God will make an exception for you. I said today, God will make an exception for you. I want you to stand up and thank God for the provision that is in the mercy of God. I want you to thank him for his mercy that is in the blood of Jesus, the mercy that comes from knowing Jesus. I want you to thank him. I want you to give him glory. I want you to thank him because he has not forgotten you. Because today something new is going to begin in your life. I want you to thank him because all things will become new. Hallelujah. I want you to thank him because today you are going to receive grace to be repentant. You are going to receive grace to be affectionate. And the Lord will become consecrated in you. I want you to thank him. Thank him because you have heard these words tonight. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him because you have heard these words tonight. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Glory to God. Thank him. Now, if you are there, I want you to repent before the Lord. If you know that this woman looks like someone that you know, maybe this woman looks like you. Maybe you know that you've gone so far away. Can you? Yeah, Jesus wants to hear your voice. I want you to go ahead and ask him, Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Lord, I want you to be Lord over my life again. Lord, I want you to take ownership of my life again. Lord, I turn back to you. I receive you in my heart. I receive you in my life. I will never hurt you again. I receive the grace to follow you all the days of my life. I will serve you until my dying day. I will follow you until I see you in glory. Receive me, oh God. I ask for your mercy tonight. Like this woman, oh God, let my sins be blotted out by the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord, even for those who are online, we receive that same grace. We receive that same mercy. That mercy for restoration. That mercy for help. That mercy for a new beginning. That mercy for forgiveness. For everyone who is connected and for those who yet listen to this message, we receive your mercy, oh God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Therefore I ask that the Lord himself, the same God who visited this woman, and we are reading her story now, will make your testimony true. Amen. And your encounter sure. From today, you will be on course. You will never go back. You will not be tired. In the name of Jesus. You will not be tired. In the name of Jesus. We receive the grace to follow Jesus, to walk with him, to enjoy his mercy. In the name of Jesus. I want you to receive the grace. It's not in your power. It's not by your might. I want you to receive the grace to live your life for Jesus, to live in the spirit of true holiness, to live your life under the covering of the fear of God, to live your life committed, consecrated, separated unto him. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May the Lord give us the grace in Jesus' mighty name. Pastor Tokwe.